From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Terror strikes Indonesia's capital. Militants set off a series of deadly explosions in the capital, Jakarta, Thursday, triggering gun battles with police, lasting for hours, leaving at least 7 dead, 5 militants, 2 civilians, including a Dutch citizen. The targeted neighborhood was an upscale shopping center, luxury hotels, embassies, and other office buildings. Reporter Franz Damon is in the city.
At least 6 explosions, 6 blasts, started from 10 o'clock until the last one around 11 o'clock.
It's not clear who was responsible. Suspicions have fallen on Islamic State, which in recent weeks has threatened to carry out a coordinated bomb attack in the capital. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Wednesday his government expects the International Atomic Energy Agency to issue a final report, perhaps by Friday, confirming it has met its obligations under the International Nuclear Agreement reached last year, leading to sanctions relief. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke of Iran's progress in remarks Wednesday.
As agreed, Iran is now well on its way to dismantling critical elements of its nuclear facilities. Just yesterday, the foreign minister reported to me that the calandria of the plutonium nuclear reactor is now out, and in the next hours it will be filled with concrete and destroyed.
Meanwhile, Mr. Kerry said Iran's release Wednesday of 10 U.S. Navy personnel after their 2 craft drifted into Iranian waters the day before was a success for diplomacy. Liberia has been declared Ebola-free for the 3rd time Thursday, joining the 2 other hard-hit West African countries that proved to be ground zero for the epidemic that took more than 11,300 lives. Sierra Leone was declared Ebola-free November 7th, Guinea December 29th. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Wednesday U.S. Special Operations Forces are in Iraq and are set to help Baghdad target Islamic State strongholds. He said about 200 commandos have already established contact with the Iraqis and expect to look for, quote, new targets, new strikes, and new opportunities.
ISIL is a cancer that's threatening to spread. Like all cancers, you can't cure the disease just by cutting out the tumor. You have to eliminate it wherever it is spread and stop it from coming back. Our military campaign accordingly focuses on 3 military objectives. 1, to destroy the ISIL parent tumor in Iraq and Syria by collapsing its 2 power centers in Mosul and Raqqa.
Carter said the campaign will also target the IS globally as well as here in the U.S. homeland. Turkish authorities say 5 suspects were arrested in connection with the deadly suicide bombing in Istanbul's Sultanahmet Square that killed 10 Germans and wounded 15 others.
Bugün bu çerçevede 4 ayrı gözaltı.
Speaking to reporters in Istanbul Wednesday, Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said police arrested 4 more suspects Wednesday, adding that Islamic State's links to the attack have been confirmed. A number of other suspected IS militants were detained in raids Tuesday. A suicide bomber killed 12 in northern Cameroon Wednesday when he blew himself up at a mosque during morning prayers. Officials say the attack occurred in Kuyape, a village in Kolofata district near Nigeria. There's been no official claim of responsibility, but the incident took place in an area targeted by Boko Haram. The top UN official for Ivory Coast Wednesday lauded the relatively peaceful mission, election last October, in which incumbent President Alassane Ouattara won a resounding victory. Achatou Mindadou spoke through an interpreter addressing the Security Council.
This has opened a new chapter in the country's history and consolidated its achievements towards long-term stability. Despite the withdrawal of 3 candidates and the arrest and detention of several persons for organizing unauthorized political gatherings and demonstrations, the national authorities, including the security forces, demonstrated their ability to assume responsibility for organizing and safeguarding the voting process.
She announced the UN peacekeeping mission, deployed back in 2004 to help end civil war, is being reduced. Niger says it's now rounded up at least 12 soldiers and 1 civilian in connection with last month's failed coup attempt. The defense minister Wednesday said at least 4 officers have confessed to wanting to overthrow the government and have asked for clemency. A federal judge in Texas sentenced an Irish national to a year in prison Wednesday for trafficking in banned black rhinoceros horns. British agents acting on a U.S. warrant arrested Patrick Sheridan in Wales last year and extradited him to the United States. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.